maybe you yourself have thought this. The argument that, what's the point of going to church if I'm not always going to be the best person? What's the point of going to church if I'm going to go to church and I'm going to leave and I'm going to go sin? So, I might as well not go. A lot of people tell me, Father, there's so many wonderful people out there, good people, but they don't go to church. And then there's a lot of people who they go to church, but they do all these bad things. So what's the point? How many of you guys have heard that before? Yeah. It's a very common misconception. And the understanding, the argument is so flawed because it goes against everything that Jesus says. How does he answer this question today in the gospel? Well, Jesus appears to Peter and the other apostles. Now, we got to look at Peter because Peter is our guy. Peter is basically all of us. We're all Peter. We've all betrayed the Lord. Nobody's perfect. How does Jesus meet Peter? Well, if you look at Peter, right now in the story, he's already seen Jesus twice being resurrected from the dead. He's seen him. The last time Peter decided to go fishing, what did Jesus tell him? He told him, you are going to become a fisher of men. So Peter, even after Jesus resurrects, Peter decides to go fishing, which means that Peter is forgetting his call with Jesus. Jesus told him, you're no longer going to be a fisherman. You're going to be fisher of men. So Peter right now decides to go fishing. This is not just, oh, I feel like going fishing. This is Peter saying, I give up my trying to be a bull. I give up my trying to be a leader of the apostles. I give up. I'm just going to go back to my old blood. I have nothing else. I have nothing better. I might as well just go fishing. As Peter decides to go back to his old way of life, the sinful part of him, where does that lead him? What happens when he goes fishing? It says he fished all night. What does that mean? He fished all night. Did he catch anything? It says what? He caught nothing. He catches nothing in the dark. When the Bible talks about dark, what it's talking about is depression, sadness, hopelessness, giving up. And Peter, when he decides to go fishing, it says he did it all night, which means he went back to his depression. He went back to his old way of life, and it led him to depression. And let him just say this, it led him to get nowhere, nothing. Because without Jesus, we can do nothing. And so Peter still thinks that in his mind, he has to be perfect for Jesus. That's why he goes off in his sadness, because he's so angry at himself. What did Peter do, guys? He betrayed his best friend. So he's thinking, like, I'm already doing. He's thinking, like, what's the point of even trying anymore? What's the point of even coming to church? What's the point of praying anymore? Just like these people who make this argument. What's the point of praying? What's the point of going to church if you're just sort of falling to sin? Peter is thinking the same exact thing. But what happens? Jesus shows up. And what happens when Jesus shows up? He speaks to Peter, and he doesn't call him Peter. He calls him Simon Peter, his old self. He calls Peter by his old name. Jesus, at this point, he already changed Peter's name. He called him Peter. Why is Jesus calling him Simon Peter? Because Jesus is meeting Peter where he's at. Why version of me. That's the old version of me. And then there's the new version of me. The baptized version of me. The baptized version of me that desires to love God and wants to be holy and doesn't want to sin. And we're in a battle with ourselves, aren't we? How many of you guys in one day have felt like two different people? Has that ever happened to you before? We're like, in the beginning of the day, we're like this really holy person, you were talking to Jesus, and you wanted to just love Jesus, and you were praying, and you were awesome, and then all of a sudden, hours later, you feel like you're a totally different person. You're like, whoa, what just happened? And now here you are, you're falling into these ugly sins that earlier in the day you never thought you would do. Or you find yourself attracted to doing those things. We are divided. Sin has divided us. And so there is this dual version of ourselves that we think in our brokenness that Jesus only wants the good version of us. He only likes the baptized holy version of you. Jesus doesn't want the broken version of me. I can't show that up to him. I can't show him my sinfulness. I gotta make sure I do everything right. I gotta make sure I go to confession. I gotta make sure I do all of these things in order for Jesus to be pleased with. And that's not how Jesus works. Jesus loves into Simon Peter, both parts of Peter. He loves both parts of him. The broken failure and the soon-to-be hope. He loves all of Peter. And so my brothers and sisters, oftentimes because of our disappointment, because of that broken version of ourselves, we want to run off without Jesus. We want to run off and hide that version of ourselves. We want to run off and be in the darkness like Peter and try to do it on our own, try to be perfect and holy on our own without Jesus. Just like these people say to be a good person without Jesus. No, you can't. We actually come to church because none of us are good enough. Coming to church doesn't make you a better person, it doesn't make you a worse person. Coming to church is because we need to bring the good and the bad inside of us and be reconciled with ourselves through Jesus. That's why we're coming to church. To allow Jesus to love every part of me, the broken part of me and the good part of me. Because both parts of me need him. I need Jesus to love all of me. That's why I'm coming to church. I'm coming to church not because I need to prove something to Jesus or because I need to make sure that I check it off so that I can pat myself on the back and say, I'm a good person now.
He doesn't say, I sacrificially love you. He actually
actually says, I love the blood of my friend. That's how Jesus, that's how Peter responds. And then Jesus actually says, so do you love me as a friend? And Peter says, I love you as my best friend. There's romance love, there's sacrificial love, and there's friendship love. And Jesus meets Peter where he's at. Jesus doesn't say, well, you need to sacrificial love, because he knows that Peter is not ready for that yet. He knows that Peter is still attached to his name and to the world and to himself, like we are. And so Jesus meets us where we're at. He loves both parts of us. But am I willing to allow Jesus to love both parts of me? The sinful part and the renewed, redeemed part of me. Oftentimes, I tell Jesus, there's two paths to society. There's two. There's the one that wants to be holy, and then there's the one that's really broken and wants to do it without me, and wants to be perfect without me. And I oftentimes, I drag that pattern. I drag it and I say, no, come to Jesus. He loves you, son. He loves you too. Come to Jesus. This is psychology, actually. What I'm explaining to us is a little bit of psychology. There is the inner self that Jesus knows. Inside your inner self, who you really are. He sees beyond all of the brokenness. But he wants the broken version that you associate yourself with, that you identify yourself with, he wants to heal that person too. So that we're no longer divided in ourselves. We're connected with ourselves and with God. So that we're not two different people. We're not hypocrites anymore. How many of us have looked at ourselves as hypocrites? You always say you're going to do something, you do something else. That's the reality. We all are. Nobody's perfect. But the point is that Jesus wants both faces. And so when we come to Mass today, just like Jesus, what did he do when Peter came to him on the beach? What did Jesus have ready for him? What did he have ready for him? Breakfast. And it says there was bread there. It says he took the bread and broke it and gave it to them, which means he had Mass with them. So, if anything, we are coming to Mass because we need to bring all of us to Jesus to be fed, to be restored, to be renewed. That we don't need to hide our broken self. We don't need to hide those shameful parts of us. We don't need to run away from Jesus. We don't need to try to fix that person inside of us who's broken and confused. We just need to continuously come back and bring all of us in. Every part of us. So when I'm praying today, don't pray on the surface anymore. God bless me. God give me this. God give me do all of my tests. God bring me a husband or a girlfriend or a wife. Or God give me this. No. That's certainty prayer. Jesus wants heart to heart. He wants intimacy. He wants to see into me. And so I can come to Mass and I cannot be here. I can come to Mass and I can pray. Just what those people say. I can come to Mass and pray and just check it off and just say, yeah, okay, I did my duty, so I'm good. But that's not what Jesus wants. Jesus wants transformation while I come to Mass. And so are we willing to expose all of us? Are you willing to be vulnerable? Are you willing to be vulnerable with Jesus? Are you willing to show the most broken, most addicted part of you to Jesus? The part of you that you're angry with, the part of you that you keep shaming, the part of you that you keep expecting to change, you keep telling them you should have known better, you should have prayed better, you should have tried better, you should have done this, you should have done that. No. Are you willing to stop beating yourself up? Who's your worst enemy? Is it the devil? No. Who's your worst enemy? Yourself. Yourself. Am I willing today in Mass to allow Jesus to love both of us? To soften that part of me that wants to just sisters that wind up in mess. And so, let's pray today with all of our hearts, every heart, the most shameful hidden parts and the most good perfect parts, all of us. And as Jesus speaks into me, he puts me back together. All of my broken pieces, he puts me back together because he loves me that much, because he's that good. Let's pray, my brothers and sisters. Let us receive the bride.